Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is day 38 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. Get all the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Today, we're exploring the connection between generosity and gratitude. So which do you think comes first? Generosity or gratitude? Put it a different way, which do you find easier, to be grateful or to be generous? It's probably like the chicken and egg debate, but in this case, they both flow from love, and that love produces abundant joy, which results in generosity and gratitude. Here's the way I like to summarize it. Radical generosity in response to generous grace results in abundant gratitude and joy. Let me say that again, because that's a lot in the mouth. Radical generosity in response to generous grace results in abundant gratitude and joy. In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, he commends the Macedonian church for their rich generosity. And his words help us to see at least 7 ways that we can become more intentionally generous and how that generosity can reinforce gratitude in our lives. Number 1, affliction provides the perfect testing ground for generosity. The Macedonian church appears to be under extreme duress. Perhaps famine, persecution, and other hardships left them in a place where it would be their right to ask for assistance. But instead, Paul says they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. They received such blessings from the gospel that they cheerfully sacrificed so others could receive what they had. Hardship could not stop their generosity or stifle their gratitude muscles. Number 2, income does not limit or enable generosity. Apparently, income level is not a prerequisite for generosity. See, Paul called the Macedonians very poor, and yet they gave freely and even begged for opportunities to share. Well, according to modern studies, lower income Americans give more as a percent of income than their wealthier peers. This should come as no surprise when we remember how Jesus commended the widow who gave her last 2 coins compared to the small offerings of the Pharisees. When I lived in Kenya, I lived on a sugar plantation for a few months, and the average worker there earned about $30 a month. Now, this is 30 years ago, but my missionary salary of $200 a month meant that I was rich in comparison. Yet, these families constantly amazed me with their generosity as they gave their last chicken to honor me. Many ministries like Crown Ministries and Dave Ramsey's Peace University teach us to train our children to be generous when they're young, and they'll be far more likely to be charitable when they earn more as they get older. Number 3, generosity is about more than finances. Paul first commended the Macedonians for giving themselves to the Lord, and then he mentioned how they gave beyond expectation. Our generosity starts with our time, our thoughts, our skills, and most importantly, our faith. Number 4, excel in gracious acts of giving. While giving should not be considered a competition, we can learn to excel in gracious giving. Notice what Paul tells the Corinthians. Since you excel in so many ways, in your faith, your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love from us, I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. So I wonder, when you want to excel at something, how do you go about it? Here's an example for me. As a musician, I started by taking lessons, practicing daily, joining ensembles where teachers and peers would push me to get better, and then slowly increasing the time spent and the difficulty level of the music that I played. I would venture to say that similar steps can be applied to excelling at generosity. Here's those 4 steps and how it would apply. First, taking lessons. Well, you can read books, listen to podcasts, study scriptures about generosity. What about practicing daily? Well, by starting with small steps, you can push yourself every day. Here's a tip. Chart your unbroken chain of practicing generosity. Joining others. Well, discuss generosity in your small group or join groups to study and discuss what this might look like. And then intentionally grow. Trainers like to say if you're not growing, you're losing. So push yourself to find ways to be more generous every day. All right, number five, respond to the generous grace of Jesus. Jesus became poor so you might inherit eternal riches, Paul says in verse 9. He was first generous, so our generosity flows out of gratitude for his undeserved mercy. John said it like this in 1 John 3, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that's what we are." Now, if you're like me, you need to be reminded daily of God's grace, our adoption, our eternal rewards, and the fact that God loves us and prays for us constantly. That's why feasting daily on God's word and talking to the Father are critical for our spiritual growth and effectiveness. Number six, plan to be generous. Using the Macedonians as inspiration, Paul encourages the Corinthians to plan ahead in their giving, not out of compulsion, but cheerfully. Generosity requires intentionality. If you go to a charity event but don't bring a checkbook or a wallet, you won't be able to give easily. Likewise, if you haven't thought ahead about how much you like to give, you'll be far less likely to act. Here's an idea for you. What if you were to buy some gift cards to hand out to people in need when you encounter the homeless or someone who is in dire straits? All right, number seven, watch the thankfulness flow. Paul promises that as we grow our ministry of giving, it will result in greater thankfulness. Here's what he said. So two good things will result from this ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God. God loves to pour out abundant blessings on his children, and especially when we express cheerful love to his world and his people. Malachi said this, "I will open the heavens, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great, you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test." Well, are you ready? Are you willing to put God to the test? Here's my challenge for you. Make a plan for how you can grow in generosity for the next pay period. What does that look like each day, each week? Make an appointment with yourself to review this plan each time you get paid and watch your generosity grow. Let's pray. Lord, I praise you as the God of heaven and earth who owns all things. Thank you for your abundant and lavish love that you pour out upon me every single day. I'm amazed and acknowledge I don't deserve it. In response, I want to be more generous toward others just as you are generous toward me. Show me specific ways to be generous with my money, time, skills, and possessions. I pray you will bless me so I can bless others in increasing measure. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.